Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. 23 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks again. Part of my day. That's Spencer Davis Group bringing us back. That is Steve Winwood on vocals. How about that? Steve Winwood. Way back when he was like a baby. He was like 16 or 17 when he was singing, lead singer for the Spencer Davis Group way back in those days. So that's a great song from the Wayback Machine. Give me some love. So, welcome back. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am a small business advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com. And one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. So it's just you and me again. One more segment. I want to talk about a conversation I had with a friend of mine, and I alluded to this in the earlier hour, but I wanted to get a little more deeply into this. This is a friend of mine who's thinking about starting his own business, and he was asking me some basic questions. And one of the things he asked me was, when he starts out, should he form an LLC or what should the legal entity be? And so that's a big question. A lot of people ask that question. And my attorney friends say you should incorporate early and often. There's nothing wrong with that. But most small businesses, when they begin, like this guy, I mean, he's just literally going to be a party of one. He's got a finite budget. He doesn't have a lot of money to throw around. Well, it's going to cost you $1,000, a little bit less, a little bit more, depending on where you are and whether your lawyer's your brother, your cousin, or whatever. It's going to cost you somewhere around $1,000 to incorporate or to create an LLC, a limited liability company, which is another way of protecting your personal estate. But I tell people at that stage of this person I was talking about, I wouldn't spend my money on that right now. That's not a good use of your money. Because remember, when you're operating your business in the marketplace, if you're the only person doing the business, the only reason to have a corporate veil, an LLC or a sub-S corporate entity, is to create a separate entity to do business separate from your personal estate. And so anything that happens that the company does, you could be protected from, your personal estate could be protected from those things. For example, let me keep going. So as long as you're the only person operating in the business, any negligence is going to be your business, your negligence. So never mind what the company's doing. It's going to get to you and your estate anyway. And so what I tell people is don't spend the money on unless you've got it to spend. If you're on a budget and you're trying to figure out how you're going to market your company and buy the equipment that you need, the technology you need, and those kinds of things, I would rather see you spend that money on joining the Chamber of Commerce or Business Network International group or something like that. I'd rather see you spend that money on marketing, on networking, on buying a better piece of equipment or getting a good website or something like that. Because having a corporation or an LLC is not going to protect you until one or two things happen. Number one, you start entering into big contracts that where you need the other side of the transaction is going to want to be doing business with the company, not with just you. So they're not going to want to see, Billy Joe Johnson on the contract. They're going to want to see BJJ Inc. on the contract. So until you get to that level, or until you hire an employee who could be negligent, for example, and could hurt someone, then until you get to that point, save the money and do something else with that money if you need it, and most people do. And then when you decide to incorporate or to create that entity, talk to your accountant. And because especially these days, More, in fact, more because of this new tax law than ever before. Your accountant needs to help you devise the best way. And you talk to your attorney as well. Talk to the two of them and find out which is the best. And states are different. An LLC is a different entity. And a lot of states have a different rules about LLCs. They're state specific. So find out what's the best in your state for your kind of a business. Should you be an LLC? Should you be a sub S? Possibly a C corp? Probably not in the early days. Probably not. But just something to think about. Your attorney's probably going to disagree with me about this. And they're not. I'm not going to say they're going to be wrong. I'm talking about the best way to use your money. What's the best way to apply the assets? And this is what you're going to have to do as a small business owner. You have to be judicious. You have to be parsimonious. You have to be very smart about how you use the cash that you have. Don't buy 1,000 of anything if you can get by with 100 right now. Don't enter into a 12-month lease if you can do a month-to-month lease. Don't buy a bunch of supplies that you don't need right now. Try to use your cash wisely. Whatever you've got, use it wisely. And I say, in the very early days, it's probably not on becoming an LLC, getting incorporated, spending the legal fees to make that happen. I'm going to take a quick break. I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with me. I promise I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.